We have seen discussions previously that items belonging to Ovid Kochavim are generally prohibited, but if it comes from a professional and his reputation is on the line, we spoke about this regarding, I believe, the barber, so then we have a different set of rules. And over here on Laman Dalam Abayz, regarding Morias, which is this fish oil that was used to make dishes, so we see again that if it's made by a professional, it's a different scenario, not so much because of Uman Mario Nafshe, the concept that a Uman, an expert, has a reputation to uphold, but simply the way he makes it, that he makes it in a higher quality, which eliminates the issue. The issue that we had, which was cited in the Mishnah, Machlokas Rav Meir and Chamim, what is exactly the issue with Morias in terms of, is it prohibited for everything, or just, is it Asr Hana, or is it Asr just the Nechila? But either way, we knew that the suspicion was that the idolaters would put in Yayin Nesach into the Morias to enhance the taste and increase the quantity of it. But we see in our Gemara now a suggestion that perhaps if it's a Morias of an Uman, then that would be permitted. So Tosos Dir Masal Morias Uman says as follows, V'had Pligar Meir Rabbanan B'masnisin B'morias L'inyan Yisur Hana. But didn't Rav Meir and Rabbanan argue in our Mishnah regarding the Isra Hana, but they agreed that Isra Chila is definitely an issue. So how now can our Gemara go against the Mishnah and say that it'd be permitted if it's by an Uman? So one answer you could say is the Mishnah was talking about homemade Morias, right? Just a Balabatish Morias, while our Gemara is now talking about made by an expert who obviously is using a much finer ingredients and he's doing a much better job with it. Inami, or another answer you can give, says Tosos, Mari Achar Pam Rishon Nesheni, the Kali Shumne, Rami Bechamra Vahush Hashlishi Venikar, right? Our Gemara had said that there's a difference, even with the Uman, between the first two times that he uses these fatty innards of the fish, and the third time, because by the third time, the fattiness has sort of dissipated, and it's not as strong, and therefore you need to use wine to sort of make up for it and get rid of the foul smell that emits from it. And therefore, you could be talking about that case. There's a difference between the first two and the third time, even with a Numan. Bahu Murias, the command asa ba'arba sha'uman, have vaya nikar lafisha haya bapam rishon vashini. And the Murias that's discussed in our Gemara that was brought on the boat, so that's must be the Murias of an expert, and it must be talking about the first and second time that it was processed, which therefore we don't have a concern of yayin nesach. The very end of our Mishnah that we said, Gvina space in unyaki, that the cheese of the base unyaki of idol worshippers is also asur. What is exactly asur for is discussed in the Mishnah. But again, the assumption is that because this cheese comes from animals that is used for idol worship. And we explain that Rav Meir's concern is what? The majority of animals of that town are used for slaughter for idolatry. And the Gemara asks, my area Rav Agalim, filamiyut nami. Why is it necessary for Rish Lakish to say, based on Rav Meir's opinion, that it's only if it's a Rova Golem, even if it's a Miut, we know that, according to Rav Meir, he is Chayei Shlemiuta, he's concerned even for a Miut. So the Tosfos now is going to discuss whether it's really a Miut or a Miut within a Miut. So Tosfos, Dir Maskel Iyamr, says, Tema, Ki Ika Ruva, Nami, Amai Lo Chashvin Alei Miut De Miuta. Why is this? Why are we saying this is just a miut? In which case we would be concerned. We should say it's miut de miut, a double miut, a small percentage of the minority. In which case we're not going to be concerned. Why is this? Kevan the ika ruva, the chazaka lehet der ruva behemos she'ina nishchatos avod chavim. So first you have animals, and majority animals are not slaughtered for idol worship. V'osam agalam matzam na midam bechazkas heter shayi b'hakevos bechazkas heter she'ina avod chavim. Right, and then when you have the minority of animals that are slaughtered for Avodah Zarah, and within that you have just the minority of the agalim, of the calves, which is the animal that we're talking about for cheese. So it sounds like it's really a double minority. The kichai gavna amrina parak beiz the yavamos gabe hayas Allah chamos ena choshesh techashvin alemi uta demuta the ika rov lashuk v'chazak lashuk. The case in yavamos is disgusting, where you have a woman. Where her husband dies, and her mother-in-law, she hasn't seen her in a long time. She lives somewhere else overseas, and she doesn't know if sometime in these years that they haven't seen each other, maybe her mother-in-law had another child, which obviously, why is this relevant? Because if her husband died and didn't have any children, so if her mother-in-law had another child, and that child was a boy, so then she would fall to Yibum, or Chalitza, to that son, to that brother of her deceased husband, before she can go any further and be free to marry whoever she wishes. So the Gemara over there says that we're not choshir such a case, because it's a miut to me. It's a miut, first of all, how do you know that she's even having a child? And if she's having a child, it could be a girl. So we see over here that you have this precedent that there's a rove and there's a chazaka. So Tosfos explain why it's not a miut, should be miut in our case. V'yishlomer the shani hacha, the lachar shchita, Israeli chazaka, the hanach kevus ha'omdos lefanenu, lachar shchita v'safek ovres kochavim kaimi. You can only discuss chazak and rove before the slaughtering takes place, but once these animals are already slaughtered, so all of that prior knowledge goes out the window, and you have the kevos that are standing in front of you, the stomachs that are in front of us that have already been slaughtered, and there's only a single doubt there whether or not it was slaughtered for ovres kochavim or not. So hasam nami zimnin the chashinu kagon biyitzia malia mishum deika reyusa sheyatzasa meuveres. And in the case of Yevamos also, it's not always miut should be miut, because if we knew that the mother-in-law was pregnant, then that changes everything, because then it's only a discussion of whether or not she had a boy, but you knew that she was pregnant from the last time that there was contact with the mother-in-law. Afilu Rav Yeshua, the lo chayish hasam aser hacha, the hasam ein shum vadais shoaser, afilu sheyatza milia de efshar hafila, havalkan, kivan shemiut hakevus asuros, Yishkan chashash miut shoaser. Even according to Rav Yeshua, who's over there in Yevamos, so he says there's a difference between our case and the case of Yevamos, where over there in that case, even if you knew the mother-in-law was pregnant, so that would be, we would still consider that a different than the case of the stomachs, in our case, for the cheese. Why? Because over there's no isra that we're talking about. Even if she was pregnant, so you could say maybe she'll still have a miscarriage. But in our case, since we're talking about a potential isra, as long as there's a small suspicion of isra, so that's enough for us to be machmir on it.